Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete. Our next guest has sold over 120 million records worldwide, including more than 20 million albums and 70 million digital tracks in the United States, making him one of the best-selling music artists. 5 Grammys, 11 BET Awards, 4 Billboard Music Awards, 2 MTV Video Music Awards, 8 NAACP Image Awards. Born and raised in New Orleans, 4 children, age 32, Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.
It's 2022 and I've gotten better over the years, right? I can't remember the last time we battled, right? The world gonna see this. We already know who the winner is.
I got some fun if he play with me.
You want smoke? Hey DJ, man, let me get that beat real quick. Man, you think this a joke, man.
Man, a man got a beat queued up, man, what the f-
You ready?
You ready? Go ahead.
We got Wayne on the show.
Yeah.
Put me in the game, coach. It's not a game, coach. I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Oh.
That's it. That's all we need right now. That was, don't tell me that wasn't no bar. That wasn't no bar. Listen, I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite his skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wicked wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot of take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot.
These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
Look, NBA season's here. A lot of action, a lot of things happening right now. Bet $1 on any game in the NBA season. They're going to give you $150 in free bets if your team wins. This is for new customers. Alert. This is for new customers. Go ahead and download the app. It's a secure platform. There's so many people out here doing it, but this is DraftKings, baby. Okay, get your parlays up, and then also you can bet one game, and you can take all your bets and make your bag even bigger. Download the app, get in the game, make it rain. DraftKings.com is the sports book. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete, all day. Promo code Athlete, let's get it.
Well, you know what, we in a structured environment, so I know it's something called weed etiquette. I ain't never smoked. Pat, you know about smoking. And if you smoking, you're supposed to pass, which way, counterclockwise or clockwise?
Yeah, what's the rules?
Which way it go?
It go clockwise.
Omar, I ain't never had no weed. So what better place?
Neither have I, yes.
So what better place for us to have some weed? Bruh, pass that. Matter of fact, let's play Uno, skip this.
Before we get on this, can I get one of those sticks out of there?
Right.
Of your pouch right there. This is a pleasure, bro. Like, this is going to be well documented. My kids going to watch this.
Your kids going to watch you smoking weed with Lil Wayne?
Yes. Hell yeah. Come on, bro. This is an honor, bro.
This ain't RX.
Come on. Y'all smoke cigars.
I'm gonna switch up
you
today.
You ain't in this club, right? Chad, you ain't in this club.
You gonna pass it this way?
Mm-mm. No, sir. You will not get this one. This one, I might frame this one.
Let me hold it down.
You said my friend is still and lit that. I might frame this one.
Hey, back home when they see this right here, when they see this, oh my God, they gonna go crazy, boy. They might. They had a full conversation. Yeah, man, we see them right here. Yeah.
You rarely see athletes geek out about entertainers' personalities, but you've been in the game for 25 years. Do you understand?
Actually, I think it was like 28. I'm sorry, like 28.
What age did you come in?
I signed the contract at 11.
11. So you were a hot boy at 12.
Yeah. I was a BG at 12, and the Hot Boys came about when I was about 14.
In terms of where your career has gone, do you sit in your position as a legend in the game?
Oh, no.
But you've had a 25-year career.
Yeah, it felt like 25 seconds. Yeah, I'm saying, I stay hungry. And I get headaches trying to stop make words rhyme. I still be wondering where the hell it come from, so I won't stop until that stop.
I'm saying you done everything. Like, what's the legacy you want everybody to see? Because obviously you're doing this not because you need some, because you got a vision that somebody else don't see that you want everybody to know. Like, what's that vision that you trying to paint the picture to be?
I have no answer for that question. I have no answer for what I want my legacy to be. I believe if you have an answer for that, then you just put a ceiling on yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So. And how can I say what I want my legacy to be? It's up for the people it's up for the listeners and the viewers and the people with opinions to say what my legacy is.
Well, the people with opinions have said you're the greatest rapper alive.
That's what
you're the greatest rapper that has ever done it.
And that's what you work for. That's what we want to hope they keep saying it.
No, that's not true. Not everybody at the table is trying to be the best at what they do. Say that's what you work for. That's your mindset. Mm-hmm. But not everybody in the rap game, not everybody in sports.
Not at all. That's not what everybody strives to do. Not at all. They say it in their songs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they say it in their songs. They'll let you know. Some of them let you know right in their songs. I just came. I'm trying to get this, and I'm gone. Right. Some of them even say I'm not a rapper. They like to say that.
Some say in football, like, you know, I just want that first contract and I'm out. I never vibe with those dudes. Those dudes that came in the locker room.
That right there, I've heard you on TV say that.
Right.
Literally say that same statement before. Not only you, I've heard other athletes say that. I swear I've never met no one like that.
How can you even make it that far and be content?
Right. Because they made it. That's the finish line.
That's
in the league.
I've met athletes that the finish line in reality, they just making it to the league was their ultimate finish line. But every single one of those guys I'm telling you about would let you know that was not what their finish line desired to be. They want to still be right now, playing right now. So I just never met that person that was like, you know, I'm just trying to get that back. I'm good. I never met that person.
Can we go back? I want to go back to what you said, right? Like you answered, you know, Ocho's question about like, you know, that's not the basically saying that's not the way. Because I feel like you're a genius. Well, it's not that I feel like you're a genius, you are a genius.
He is a genius. Wordplay, metaphors, similes.
I just told you I worked so hard on my own two bars, two lines. I go in and change a song that's been the same for 6 months and just hear that the need to be the. And go change. I shouldn't have said is. I should have said it. Little things like that. I shouldn't have said me. I should have said they.
That's Picasso, man. He done made so much music,
do you hear him, Pac?
Yeah, he is Picasso, though, bro. Like, you got to realize that.
They are this generation's version of Shakespeare. Nobody gives them the credit. Nobody gives rappers the credit that they deserve.
Yeah, he needs his don't give say rappers. Are you a rapper?
No.
Who are you?
He's a mogul.
I am a rapper.
You are a rapper.
I am a rapper. Slash. Yeah.
To me, Wayne is Prince. Wayne is Michael Jackson. Like, Elvis. Like, this is what I grew up on. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
This is no cap. You hear me? Yeah.
Educate me on that when you talked about, like, when, you know, like, you know, your whole process. And, like, what do you mean by that statement where it's like,
you know, I don't think about the end. I don't think about my legacy.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, cause like as a like, let me tell you why. Because as a ball player, it's almost as if they say, okay, you got Pro Bowl, mm-hmm. you got All Pro, you got Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's the end. That's the destination.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to strive to be if I'm trying to be great.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you say like you're not thinking about that, that's
I can answer that.
That's counterculture to what I believe.
I can answer that. That's sports. This is creativity. Creativity is gonna be hard not to keep being creative if you are a creative person.
Right.
It's just gonna be, it's up to you to want to put the creation together. And that's why I said, until I don't have that energy to want to, them words that keep popping up in my mind when I can't watch TV without words, analogies, and trust me. And when that stop happening, until I'm ready, if I don't call Macca, if I don't call Lucy, shout out Lucy, that's my assistant. If I don't hit Lucy and say, studio 2 a.m., you know what I mean? If I don't hit and say, studio 1 a.m., to the day I stop doing that, then that I guess that'll be the ceiling.
So you say studio 2 a.m., and that's the code for, okay, we're going to record, right? We're going to record tonight.
Who is we?
You.
Just me. Yeah, just me.
Just you. It's just you. It's got to be a producer.
Yeah.
It's got to be some beats.
Engineer.
The engineer.
Yeah, but nobody else in there.
No, I don't rock like that.
Wait. What that mean? Ava, 28 years? 28?
Yeah.
There got to be difficulty in being able to
create. A lot.
The eras and the sound of music
change.
Is changing. How the hell are you able to maintain at the top when the sound and music has changed from 10 years ago?
You have to be embracing. You can't be the guy that's the person that's saying, I don't like the new music.
The mumble rap.
Whatever their name is. You can't say I don't like it. You gotta love it. Learn it, like it, and love it. Because you better understand that that's music. You know what I mean? Like, that's music. So that's not a certain type of music. That's music. Mm. You go to Apple Music and top 100s, and they, them folks right there.
Yeah.
So that's music. And so therefore, you have to embrace that. You can't feel like I'm this way, and this my flow, this what I do. And nah, you got to go get you a vocal coach. You know what I mean? You got to go get your, shout out, rest in peace, Miss Betty Wright. You got to get your vocal coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to learn how to stretch your voice, because then you got a Drake. You know what I mean? There's a Drake. So you got to, and he's music. Thank you. Shout out my
all the junkies you done did, though, like, even the rock album, that was one of my favorite albums.
You got to pick up a guitar. Shout out Miss Betty Wright, rest in peace.
Right, like,
you got to ask her, can she come in for an hour and give you a few strings and learn that and make the most of it. My goal now is just to be, if you want to be the ultimate artist, that's what I want to be, the ultimate artist.
Right.
Meaning, in sports we like to call him the Swiss Army knife. Mm-hmm. The homie from Carolina Panthers, the running back.
McCaffrey.
Like that, yeah, you know.
Like Debo Samuel.
Yeah. LeBron James.
Right, you know, right, just, right. Just
everything.
Play all five positions.
All five, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all six. I'm the coach too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't let the owner daughter be looking like Jenny. I might be the husband too, right?
Yo.
Yo.
You really gave birth to two legends in the game, and Nicki and Drake.
Thank you.
What did you see in them that made you say, they're the next ones, that made you make that investment?
It wasn't about being the next ones. It was just about I seen potential. And when you see, you know, you can see potential in people, but then that's when I saw way more than just potential. You know what I mean? When Drake was, when Drake music was brought to me from the homie Jazz, my bro, it was about rap, you know? And I was like, this dude sound different. What I loved about him was that he was sounding just as dope as we were. When I say we, us who talking about the streets and what we even came from and what we doing, and talking about his record. I told him, you can make working in a cubicle. Like, your everyday job is working in a cubicle, not if a typing or answering phone. You know how to make that sound like the dopest thing in the world to do. So I was like, you don't stop, don't change, don't, And then one day I heard, huh, like, what the f*** was that? And I was like, and I think it was on the hook. And I remember asking Mac, like, who that is on the hook? He was like, that's him too. And I was like, you sing? And he was like, you know, I'm messing around. He didn't really want to do it. No, you're going to, you got to be the ultimate artist. And therefore, now my homie could do two nights if he want to when he hit your city. You know what I mean? He could hit your city Friday and sing for the ladies so his voice still warmed up, and Saturday come tear it up. And me, I'm doing three because I got to do the rock night too.
Tell him, I was on Cash Money. Listen, the shit fell through, right? Wait, you better tell them boy, what that was, 04, 05?
He was celebrating, he won a rap battle with you.
Nah, I didn't already spanked him in the studio now. It's well documented, because I can spit, but we're not going to do it here. But I was finna sign, but contractually, the Bengals said I can't do anything that is detrimental, you know, kind of detrimental to the team. And they felt a rap career, you know, the shooting and the violence. They thought
house,
yeah. Shooting and the violence.
No bullshit.
Put rapper shoes around, boy. You better leave the rappers alone, boy. You know, I be around the ones that be singing. We good.
Drake.
All of them. All of them. We all sing around here, bitch.
Hey, with all that saying, how do you drive the car? You got all superstars. Like, and you is the...
They drive.
Like,
they
how
drive,
do you drive bro. All these cars?
Oh, no, they
you
drive.
Gotta have... I know you
can probably let them get
creative control. I know it's gotta be sometime like, hey, Wayne, I gotta make sure I can run this past you.
Nah. Right. I mean, if anything, it'll be my past experience, and they learn from experience, and it's what I went through, how I came up. And Stunna and Slim, it was no more, no less than school. You know what I mean? They made it that way because they made promises to our mothers that I was so young. Turk was so young. BG was so young. They made promises to our mothers that, our parents, that if I'm gonna be taking your child out of school, I'm gonna be making this that he doing
work
like
well.
School. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give him some discipline. So therefore, when I come home, I ain't running that motherfucker acting, looking like or talking like or acting like nothing I'm saying on them songs.
So what was a normal day then? Tell us.
For me, I was so young. So normal day for me was waking up in the morning, going my school, trying to lie and say my head hurt or something so I don't have to go to school. You know, and then if not going to school, mind you, at that time, I know y'all ages, so you remember at that time, that's when the classrooms had started getting TVs in the room. Then that's when the teachers started getting a little extra in the morning and let the TV play some videos in the morning.
I'm on
when I walk in. The Block is Hot video on when I walk in class. I ain't tripping on going to school. I ain't tripping. I'm on. In school with a platinum album, so I'm gonna be all right.
How old was you when the block?
14. Yeah. So that was a regular day, and then I would go home after school, and the studio was later that night. Yeah, and
every
baby
day.
Baby would come pick us up, pick me up like around 6-7.
What'd he pick you up in from school?
Name it. It got, you get in trouble for it. You know, you getting called to the office the next day when you get to school. And you don't know what you did. You ain't do nothing wrong. The principal just want to let you know, it's not gonna be. That's not gonna work.
What you mean?
Huh?
What you mean?
The noise, the whole school rumbling when y'all pull up. Everybody running out there just to see you get out of car, and nah, it's not
so
gonna
baby
work.
Pulling you to taking you to school, middle school.
My mama, my stepdaddy, Rabbit, man, we all pulling up like that. My mama had a Cutlass on Trues and Vogues with 412s in the back. That's just how she rocked on her own.
Right.
And then the Cutlass, the new age Cutlass Supreme came out, so she went and got the Cutlass Supreme and just put the whole Cadillac kit on it. Yeah, and then my stepdaddy Rabbit, my daddy Rabbit, he had a 1500, Ford 1500. He dropped it like he was from Houston, and then he went and got the El Camino and got hydraulics and funked that one out like he was from the West Coast. Yeah, so he was just wild. So yeah, then you know with Stunna pulling up and everything all red, so that you really don't know how to pronounce it. I can't believe that came out yet. That type. Yeah.
Right. I don't want to skip over what you said earlier and what we talked about, bro. Like. When we talked about signing artists, basically Drake, Nicki Minaj, we
Ocho.
Talked about Young Money.
And say Ocho.
Ocho. Y'all drop Ocho?
Not at all. His contract we still got it because it was a forever contract. Yeah.
So all right.
He still
so,
haven't fulfilled. He got. I told him you got to fulfill that contract.
No. Hey, bro. On this show, I like to get messy.
You know what I mean by messy is this, is like, it ain't the gotcha shows.
Gotcha.
Where it's like, Lil Wayne, the gotcha tell show, me gotcha. About 2010, you know, at 1 p.m., what did you do in this situation?
Gotcha.
Right. It ain't that.
I say it ain't the gotcha show. So I say gotcha. Sorry, I'm a wordsmith. Sorry.
Right.
All right, talk.
You Young Money or you Maybach Music?
Talk to me, talk about it.
Right.
What? In life?
Man.
No, but I'm saying.
Man, you can't tell me that man don't look like Peanut right now, man.
He look like my Uncle Peanut, bro. You look just like my Uncle Peanut.
This is what happened.
No,
listen to me. And I ain't even finna lie, cause he could tell you we in the studio, we at Circle House. What year that was? What do you think that was?
I don't know, but it was
2012.
Circle House, by the way, is the studio of the old group Inner Circle. They made the song Bad Boys. Yeah, that's their studio.
So we in there. Yeah. So,
you was wearing baggy clothes?
Yeah, dang. Cold, baggy as hell.
Hot Boys, Double
so
XL.
So they heard me rap. I'm in there. We doing a little cypher. I'm showing them I got the skills. And there was a contract on the table. But again, the Bengals.
It was a small table.
Small table. Yeah. But listen, but it was
small
still there.
Small contract too, right?
Small. You got to crawl before you walk, right?
I got you.
And I think Drake came along at the time, and that's where it pushed
me
aside.
He got distracted, right?
That's when Drake got signed.
We was going with the, once he threw some glasses on, he had that grill in at the time, we were going with the street look. But Drake come along, and you know, it was like,
right.
Night and day.
Yeah.
You know, so you literally night day. And day. So,
I went with day.
People say have a good day more than they say have a good night. So I went with the day.
That's where Ross came in the place.
That's where Ross was saying good night.
He said, okay. So Ross came in the picture.
So, no, I want to go back. Perfect transition. I don't want to just skip that, what y'all brought up. A lot of the greats, bro, aren't freaking good in the scouting department.
I
see talent, I'm a developed talent, this talent's gonna turn into the next one.
Yeah.
You signed Drake, you signed Nicki Minaj, and so many others.
Don't
even
forget
now,
Tiger.
Talk about Tiger. We can't even talk about Euro. You wanna talk about Euro?
Oh, we can talk about that later. Yeah.
So, talk to me about that, because like there's a humility about yourself too, where it's like it's commendable, and I really want to dive into that, where that comes from. But like,
don't let him be humble.
Don't let him be humble. He gonna be humble.
What's about Nicki and Drake?
Yeah. Right, that's Hall of Famers, bro.
Don't let him be humble.
They gold jackets.
It comes from Stunner and Slim. It comes from Birdman and his brother Rhino. It's no more, no less. You know, it was that process they had. You know, that process they had that, I don't know, for lack, you know, it was the Patriot way. You know what I mean? So
he
like,
talking
when,
about
you know,
talk.
What I meant by that is, it was funny you asked me, so what your day was like. So you have to understand, so my day was what I told you. I have homework. You know what I mean? Turk Day, he go to school uptown. And he a little more wild with it. His school is a lot more different than I go to a magnet school. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's my day. That's his day. Juvie is a grown man. And he popping. He got before he even went to back ass up and all that, he had a hit called Soldier Rag before we even got the major deal. That already had him on, he was already a megastar in the city and the South period. So that was his day, consist of whatever stars at that, you know what I mean, I wasn't that age. And BG, he was in the streets. Yeah. BG was really in them streets, you know what I mean? Like, he was in the streets. So when we all come, all that stripped at the door. Eric, we all of a sudden, when we come in the studio, we all a group. No one's day is the same. What I'm about to come in and talk about is science and English. You know what I mean? Like, what the such and such was looking like in third period. Now, they're not trying to hear that. You know what I mean? Turk, he ain't about to come in there talking about they didn't went to that school, so they don't want to hear nothing about that. And all they really want, we about to listen to what the hell BG done went through, because his day was always adventurous. Yeah. And you know, Juvie about to come in there with the story that we all about to be all ears and all eyes, because none of us living like what he living like. So what the hell you did like that? You know what I mean? But once it's the music cut on, all that's just, all you stripped of all that is, they give you, they gave us subjects. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even see rappers do that no more.
What do you mean they gave you something?
Like, bling.
Like, we had titles, and like, they gave, like, y'all, this song is, y'all, this next song I want y'all to do is called Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know what I mean? Like, Tuesdays and Thursdays is when the police hop out. They still do every on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And when the police do sweep, you know, when they hit the hood and, right, out, right, and right. they jump out, and that's what the song gonna be about. Then, okay, that's that. I want this song to be, this next one gonna be Get It How You Live. Get It How You Live is, you know, Get It How You Live. But they don't want you to talk about balling. They want you to talk about Get It How You Live and how it is in the streets.
So let me ask you this question.
Subjects.
Let me ask you this question. So I talked about you as a genius. When I see, there's a difference between genius and phenomenal businessman or businesswoman.
Yeah.
When I look at Baby, when I look at Slim, like when I look at Baby, I look at, yo, next level entrepreneur. When I hear you talk about, yo, here's the subject, this is how we gonna do, here's the operation.
Slim,
it sounds like genius.
They are, yeah.
Right, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and all they was trying to do is teach us how to become geniuses.
Who from the hood is thinking like that?
Exactly.
Putting the operation together, they saying, yo, I'm gonna take this one from the...
A big part of it was that promise they made to our parents. That was a big, imagine not having to make that. Imagine us all just being some little street kids, ain't going to school every day, don't know where our mamas and dads at. Imagine us coming in there like that. You're more lenient. You might not have subjects. You might just tell us go in there and rap. You know, but no, we made promises to our parents. And so when y'all come in this month, we had time slot. You know, I'm like, y'all gonna get this done by the time, well, I ain't gotta go to school tomorrow. You know what I mean? So, and it wasn't no such thing as let Wayne just do his parts and y'all do y'all's later. And we'll, no, y'all finish now. We gonna sit back and listen to this shit before you go.
That makes sense.
It was great.
To the analogy using the Patriot way. Because everything he just talked about is basically discipline and structure. Yeah. But don't nobody got in the beginning, especially at that goddamn young.
And then especially we talking about the music industry, entertainment, rap game.
Not the same. But we as far as structure
we had some coaches. We had some coaches. Uh-huh. That did the same thing that Baby did. Uh-huh. So for instance, I had a family of Doc Meek, 7, 8 years old, you know what I mean? But it was like 4 or 5 kids. But we always had coaches that come get us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, y'all on this schedule right here.
Exactly.
Boom, 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 getting y'all out the project. Cause if y'all leave y'all in the project, I already know what's finna go on. Your mama told me come get y'all at 7 o'clock. Y'all be back home at 7 o'clock, be in the house at 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that mentality right there is, it's the same thing, but not with sports.
So I usually wait to the end of the show to talk about this type of stuff, but like, it's been 3 times already where you've panned off the site and talked to Mac
yeah.
Main.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about references and the history going back the day, like, you know, how instrumental has he been in your career? And That's a big deal, bro. Like, wow, you know how it is. You a boss, and you like, yo, who's that coach? Like, that's history.
Well, Matt, you said career, though. You said instrument in my career. It's my life. You know, me and Mac from the same hood. Mac and her parents, they always had, like, the biggest house on the block. It was on the corner. Everybody go play basketball in his yard.
So you saying he rich?
Nah, not at all. They just the
that's
big.
That's basically what you're saying.
Nah, you know what that mean. Let me revert. They had the house with the basketball court in the yard.
Okay, I was just saying, because you talking about, you talking
I want
about
your thing
I'm
with
like,
slime.
Damn,
yeah,
Mac
I want your
rich.
Thing with slime with ball. Nah, we all, it was still Holly Grove.
Right.
It was just the house with the one with the basketball court. and everybody played ball in Mac's yard. You know what I mean? Everybody played ball in Mac's yard. I didn't ball. I would be the one, and he always remembered me. I'm just rapping. You know what I mean? He remembered, that's the little dude be rapping. I remember him, that's the dude with the gold. We ended up going to the same school. And the school actually is called Mac Main.
Wow.
Yeah, with that same school, I was telling you that he went to that school as well.
Right.
And so once we clicked up and Mac was cool, Mac was known as far as the rapping wise, Mac was, you know, I signed Mac as a rapper first.
Wow.
Yeah, Mac was known in a bit for just eating up anybody with that battle rap shit. That wasn't too known in New Orleans to even do, like, no one we weren't known at, like in New York and like how they on. So Mac name was popping on. He just off the dome with it. He gonna come off the dome where he just gonna knock your head off with it. So shit, I wanted somebody from New Orleans when I was building this team. And Mac was not, he from my hood.
What year was this when you signed Mac?
And Mac, when that was?
Like, 04.
Woo, woo. That was when the mixtape game started popping off.
Yeah.
You was called Currency, right?
Before? Yeah, Currency. No, that was my homie. Currency was a rapper. Currency is a rapper. The Hospital. He was on the team. He was Young Money as well.
Yeah. But before you were Young Money, you had another mixtape group or name.
Squad. Yeah,
okay.
Squad. Yeah.
That
squad up.
When the mixtape game took off, how did that change the rap game?
I don't know where mixtape started. I know what I did. I had made a choice at about 18, 19 years old. So I think I was around that age. I think six. And I was way younger than that. I'm Mac. Yeah, because I was in Miami about 19.
Bro, Mac ain't on the show, Wayne.
I'm sorry.
Goddamn, Wayne. Mac ain't on the show. Mac, come on the show.
This was when I was about 16, 17, I made a choice that I'm not about to start writing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I about to start writing my shit. I had too many. That's when that started really happening. That what I told you, I deal with that.
Tapes.
The words just keep popping up in my damn head. And I told you, like, that's when that really start happening, becoming a headache, a real problem. So that's when I said, I'm not about to write no more. And so I was like, what am I going to do with the shit I wrote already? My homie came up with an idea. He was a DJ. His parents taught piano lessons downstairs, but in the basement he had a studio. And they would let us go record up there. Shout out Rod Smooth. And we did this thing called 10,000 Bars where I just rapped every, since he's a DJ, we didn't have to stop. We didn't have to stop him. He'll just show me you know how the studio set up, got the glass. He still had his DJ set up even with the studio.
Right.
He'll just show me the next, he'll put the vinyl up like this was coming next. And I look at them and I ran everything I had written. It was just, you could hear the pages flipping. I left all that on the floor. I don't know what he did with that color. Left all that right there. That was the last day I ever wrote, and it was called 10,000 Bars. We put it out for free. And what I mean for free, that was the days where we literally burned a bunch of CDs and passed them out at clubs, at clubs. And here, at the same time, I was still on television. I was still a hot boy. So it was different from some just saying I'm a new rapper, take my new mixtape, or take my new music. It was like, oh, some new music from Lil Wayne. Okay, I fuck with what this is. And that's when it was like, shit, he rap way different, because it was all the music from that was the vocals, the verses that I was scared to rap for Stunner, for Baby, because they hated New York. Like, you couldn't do too much rhyming. Like, they wasn't into that. And so that was all that.
That was the beginning of when you evolved as an artist.
Yeah, it's because when Stunner, he basically like put his hands on when he saw that the world attracted to it. It was like, yeah, he's spitting his ass off. You know what I mean? He on some toes, so Stunner was all good. Do whatever you want to do. Not wearing, put your Tims on. Do the vert. You couldn't wear jerseys, nothing.
You couldn't do anything.
That's perfect. Leading up into my next question, you go off the top of the head.
Yeah.
And have for a while. I just sat in there with you for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's 2022 and I've gotten better over the years. Right?
Mac, bro, you told me this is a real shit. You ain't telling me it's gonna be a comedy.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do.
try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
I can't remember the last time we battled, right? But the world gonna see this. And I know you're not gonna back down from a challenge.
I'm backing all the way down. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We already know who the winner is.
Yeah, go, No, actually, go ahead, do your thing. I got something for you.
Ooh, so you ain't backing down?
I got something for him if he play with me.
You want smoke? Huh? You want? Hey, DJ, man, let me get that beat real quick. Man, let me you think this joke, man.
Man, a man got a beep queued up. Man, what the f***?
Oh, shit, let me get my notes out.
Man. They grab their notes. They grab their notes.
You ready?
I'm ready. Eat them up. Wait.
A little bit. Go ahead. I want to hear what you're saying.
Ready? I'm coming off the top with it. No turban. No half some money. Think I'm Birdman.
Ooh.
They call me Lil Ocho.
Oh.
I don't play no games. Come on, you interrupted. Hey, you got to go out.
Mac, I can't.
Hey, I know y'all going to sign me, right? That's just a little snippet, a little small sample size. I can't give you too much. What a contract.
Where that small table
DJ,
at?
DJ, run it back.
Where that small table
bro,
at?
Hey.
You're looking for the contract.
Bro.
Hey.
No, we can run it back.
You just said you saw something in Drake. You saw one word. Potential. I just saw potential. You don't see the vision. The don't see the vision. That's what's wrong. We
got to
stick together.
Oh, hey, bro. Turn up, DJ. Turn up. We're going to run it back. Run it back. Hold on. Hold on. Run it back. Go ahead. Come on. Try it again, bro. Try it again.
Put me in the game, coach. It's not a game, coach. I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Oh.
That's it. That's all you need right now. That was, don't tell me that wasn't no bar. That wasn't no bar. Listen, I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Oh, no.
No. I did that before Soulja Boy. I was first. What you think about that? No, that was dope. No.
Huh? My name still ring, huh?
I ain't never won a Super Bowl, my name still ring, man.
You should, so
what you? I help you. Your name still, Joy. My name still ringing.
Cut.
And all you can say, but my name still ringing. My name still ringing. Cut off the ringer, cause some you gotta throw the bangles in there.
Ooh.
See?
Well, then we could work on that after I sign.
Say that.
I gotta see the potential.
How long does it take you to come up with 16 bars when you hear a beat?
When I hear a beat, it's not long. It depends on what I'm doing it for and if there's a time limit. Some people send me their songs and be like, I need the verse tomorrow. We turn in the album tomorrow, and they send it the day before.
Who's
Machine
that?
Gun Kelly. Have my dog too. But now a lot of people, you know, that happens a lot. I've done it my damn self. You know what I mean? Like when somebody might pop up and somebody might pop up brand new and you already got the album done and shit. Like, man, if we could get such and such on here. It kept, that happened with when I got Triple X on my album.
Right,
the situation, he passed. And so my album was already done. And so we got with his, that's one of those situations where you hurry up and make moves and got with his mom and got to put the music on. But as far as how long it take for me, man, it depends on what it is. When it's my shit, on God, man, I could take 7 weeks on two lines.
You, hold on, what you mean? What you mean?
I've said so much. I've said so much and I've said so much that I don't ever want to say the same thing. And so also, you have to understand who you have to understand your audience. There were certain things I could say to my audience in 95 that you're not trying to hear that right now. But you know what I mean, I could figure it out and that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna give you anything.
So when you talk about,
I can give you anything. I could I'm a rapper. I could come up with it like he just came up with it, like we just came up with it. But that's I put more
I
into
like
it.
The
Can I?
It's not like the we.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you something. Oh.
Go ahead. And then I'll be honest after.
Mac, I'm so happy I get to tell him, Mac. you notice you are a part of this. I'm coming up with a name for this.
Okay.
Yeah, as a group of y'all. Y'all say words with a, because I'm a word, I words. So y'all say words with an O. Mm. Y'all say them, y'all pronounce them as if y'all pronouncing a word with A-U-G-H. So just like that, you say honest.
Right.
Yeah, you say honest. And then if you was to say caught, you might say cot.
That's that, right.
Exactly. Fact, you do that, respect. And Joey Galloway do that. Boy, I can name him because I just noticed dude the other day and f***ed me up. The little Malika Andrews. I said, I cannot believe she do that. What? Malika, fix that.
Fix that. Why?
You ain't gotta fix it. You good.
Why I ain't gotta fix it?
Cause I ain't really watching you when you talk like that. I'm watching her when she talk. You hear me?
What that mean? You ain't watching me. You watching her?
She's beautiful, man.
So you ain't watching me?
Yes. I'm listening to you. I ain't gotta watch you.
Oh. Damn, that's a, I don't know if that take
that
as a compliment.
Yeah, it's a huge compliment. Cause when some people when they're just watching you talk, they're only hearing you, they ain't listening.
Right.
There's a huge difference between hearing and listening and seeing and looking.
Right. Wow. My wife is working with me right now on that, right? Cause I'm in the media now.
Trust me.
You know, we got this whole Iron Man.
I got a list of y'all. I'm coming out with a term for it.
Bro, I'm from Pittsburgh. And I'm really, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna tell you, but I already know about your THs. I ain't gonna go there. I just was messing
go
with
ahead,
your
go there.
I was
go,
gonna
go,
mess with your old.
Me,
no,
me.
Go back to the question. No, you
no, no,
ask
no,
me,
no.
If
bro.
You being honest, let's go.
Honest. I don't even know what I remember. I don't remember. No, bro.
Mac, how many times do I tell you about
Mac
this?
Mac ain't on the show.
I'm sorry.
Mac ain't on the show. Yo. Hey. So, bro, no, for real. Like, me, she working with me on this, right? Yeah. Because it's different, and I think that's one of the reasons why our platform thrive is because we so organic or so vulnerable.
You've
authentic,
grown,
right?
You've
you know
grown
what I'm
so much, though. You've grown right. so much from the first day. Trust me, ask Nick. Right. Ask Nick. I hit Nick up the first day you was on the show.
Right.
I said, what Brandon about to be on there for, he was like, man, yeah. I was like, for real? So I hit him up like the third next. I was like, man, Brandon, wow, Brandon tripping on there, man. He even basically said, nah. Say what? I asked him when I hit him probably the third, fourth day after that. Say, man, his points and his opinion is killing y'all.
Right.
He was like, I told you. He was like, we needed that real authentic. I was like, his authenticity is killing y'all.
Right.
Because you know Kevin Wilde's up there making you laugh. You already know Wilde's gonna make you laugh. You know Jenna, she's super serious or that. You came on it from a emotional and a real stand, like a real point of view.
Wayne, where do you think the rap game is going right now?
As far as where it's going? If I knew that answer, I'd already be there where it was going. But I'm excited to see where it goes. And I have no doubt in my mind that it's gonna only be better just because of how much I have to do every night to make a song. You know what I mean? Just because back then it was just me going that hearing the beat and doing what the hell I want on that and making it sticking to a subject or something. Now it's way more than that, and that lets me know right there that if I gotta be in here doing this, then it's gonna be okay.
How do you, at your age, connect with this younger generation and audience, though?
you know, I don't try to.
Well, do you
try? No, I don't. Try. I don't try to.
Like a couple of the younger guys that you listen to, like
yeah, I listen
like,
to.
Who are your favorite younger guys? That I'm saying, like
it changes up a lot. You know what I mean? It depends on if I hear some and I start liking that shit, I want to hear some more of that person. I had, I think recently, I got on Baby Keem.
Ooh, he nice.
Recently I got on, you know, I've been on all the Lil Baby and all them, I've been on all them. Recently I really, rest in peace, I really just started getting into Dolph.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because you know they're playing it a lot. So, you know, I'm starting to hear a lot more than I ever heard. So,
what's special about Dolph?
Authenticity. Just being himself and learning how to make that shit make sense. You know what I mean? He reminds me a lot of 2 Chainz, Tit. Yeah, you know, yeah, he reminds me a lot of Tit, because Tit just making shit, you know what I mean? Tit making shit make sense, and he don't cut his, he don't break his lane. He gonna be him, I don't care what your song about, and he gonna make it work. You know what I mean? So that's how I'm starting to see that in Dolph.
What about Euro?
Euro is another one of my artists. Another one of my artists from Rhode Island. From
Rhode Island,
from
bro?
Rhode Island.
Ain't nothing in Rhode Island.
Euro there.
What stood out about him?
Huh?
What stood out about him?
Just him. I mean, his bars is just beyond, you know what I mean? Just beyond what I was hearing, anything I've heard yet. In the streets up here, and just, he just fit the mold. He fit the mold what I was looking for. You know what I mean? Plain and simple. And also, he gave me that genuine, this guy works on his bars. You know what I mean? And I could never, it's hard for me to ever deny that. So when he was talking about battle and shit, yeah. When it was gonna be my turn to come back, I was gonna just, you know, I was gonna ask y'all to just watch out, because I don't know no innocent vibe. I'm going to just spray that whole side up. I'm going to get Euro just going to spray that whole side up.
Let's do it. Where Euro at?
Euro.
Come on. Drop that beat.
God damn, playing with me.
Hold on, DJ. Hold on. Time out. Stop. Yo, what did you just say? That shit went over my head real quick. What did you just say?
I said, Euro, when you come in, all we looking for is a motherfucker. You see that? You see a colorful apple? Shoot at that motherfucker. You heard me.
Yo,
Euro
here.
Damn.
That ain't
Ultra.
Euro.
That ain't Ultra.
No, that's you, bro.
No, he thought that Ultra, you about to eat his guts.
Straight up.
We eat your face. That's what we call it. We eat your face over here. Face. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so.
And then spit it back in your face.
Wayne.
We eat your face and spit it back in your face, man.
Yo, so Wayne signed you a couple years ago for business. Got to get the business right. Finally get the business right. Now it's time to take off.
Yeah.
Okay. What we on right now?
Savage. You just gotta go. Come from his bloodline, so you know he come from that dog eat dog. You just go.
I told you the Patriot way. You know we ain't gonna just throw you out there. We're gonna, you know, I'm a Packer fan.
So
you know.
How do you develop a rapper?
Ooh.
First I see what they have and I learn what they have and you make the most of that, and also you have them believe in that, you make sure that they believe in what they have is the exact thing that's not what I need, is what's missing from the game, period. So therefore they never leave it, and they never try to, they don't come over and say, now I'm with Wayne, I need to start rapping like this. I need to start saying, nah, you make sure that they understand that what you're doing is exactly
what the game is.
Exactly, yeah.
A lot of people say Michael Jordan, he's the GOAT. No, there ain't no a lot of people. He's the GOAT in basketball.
Yeah.
I'd love to get your perspective later on the show, because I know you're a big, right.
We I won't get about into all that, man.
But we got to get into
that,
it.
Bro.
Man, that man died. You know he died purple and gold.
As a general manager and owner, there's some people that say he has failed as a general manager and owner. I don't know if you failed. No, it's not that you haven't failed. You've succeeded as a general manager and a developer of talent in the music space.
Thank you.
That is different, bro. Not all great talent can develop talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's big.
But what they can do is put their talent in bad situations against people like me.
Facts. I got my money on Ocho, Euro. Bro, like, listen. You gotta understand this. This is what you gotta
you
understand.
Money on
like,
how,
bro, you, a lot of people, Euro. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know. Really, they don't know yet.
We know about Nicki Minaj. We know about Drake. We know about Tyga and all that. We know about that. We know about Young Money. Bro, we know about that.
We want to know.
This
about
is career suicide right now. If you lose to Ocho, it is a wrap. It's a wrap. So, bro, are you sure you want to do this right now?
And wait, and before you do it, make sure you check my battles on caffeine and URL.
No. Do me a favor. DJ, do me a favor and don't cut on a damn thing. Thank you.
Are we on the top? Oh, no beat?
Can you be quiet?
Oh.
Get him, dog.
Acapella?
Get him, dog.
Get with me. Jug and get jiggy. We been moving around so much, the feds dizzy. Just looking like if Bobby ain't met Whitney. I rap like I ain't letting you forget Biggie. Small city, so we move into the large towns. He copped a double law serving that raw round. Before I just send me to the dog pound. The spirit of Weezy and me ain't writing the ball down. I'm on text with her, take the set up. Chess taught me how to use queens to get bishops. Poor kid dreams turn queens to get
rich.
I'm a chess fan. Yo.
What's it like to be in
What you doing?
Ocho. Yeah, I wanted to tell you something.
I don't even need no beat. I come out the dome too.
Be more.
The only one?
Yeah, I wanted to tell Ocho something.
Look, I don't got to tell you about my come up again. I know a lot of ways how to make it out of dead end. Moms told me I was petty. I don't like making a mess. I don't even think is the sweetest revenge. Give me payback, shake back, trust don't break that, love don't fake that, don't save that, don't wave stacks, wolves don't play that, demon on his shoulder like Diddy saying take that, no take backs, please don't take that, time don't waste that, we don't want to face that. Heard about going from Grams to Grammys, move to Miami and having romance with Tammy's. I'm a plan A type, Dan the plan B's, less around a stripper that already planned a family. I'm too slick, how you plan to jam me? I wonder how many pounds you could jam in Camry's. Keep the change with your flows and lane switching.
Ever put, see you in 100, you gotta put 25 in a trunk. Oh, Lord.
Keep the change with your flows and lane switcher. Ever see you and a op in the same picture? Jealousy is hate and love in the same mixture. How could I be blessed and cursed in the same scripture? Brrr. What happened to that boy? They took a little fed and mixed a dab into that boy. Used to talk mad to that boy, but now wait, what happened to that noise? Good things come to those who go and get it. Road and lit it. Young and spit grown man lyrics. Bro still holding the rock, he can't get off his pivot. Life's a fast. I'm just trying to slow dance with it. Passenger only if she muy hermosa. Heartbreaks caused by the vida loca. Wonder why the around me got no trust. No see me the bulls in this Cosa Nostra. Not us, so us lot could not trust. They not gonna top us. Hope cops to stop us. Keep my guards up, cause God is not us. So shots could stop us. Hope God just got us. Real
stop playing with a man.
Yo! Hold on.
I can't even follow up behind that.
You can't follow up. You gotta follow up. You have to follow up. This is, we ain't conceded to nothing on I Am Athlete. Nothing at all. Yo, bro, let me ask you a question real quick.
What up, bro?
Are you next? Like, bro, like Drake. You know, we talking about Nicki. You next?
Yeah, man.
Because the business is different now. We ready to go.
Since a kid, bro. Like, shit been stuck in my head. I can't get it out. Like, I know this is me.
So so you said as a kid, this is stuck in your head. So do you understand what Wayne's saying when he like, it almost feel like a gift and a curse.
Why?
You're like, I get headaches looking at the words and et cetera, et cetera.
It's a beautiful curse, though. They got beautiful curses.
But is it beautiful?
There are beautiful curses. Yep, there's one curse where there's curses where there's religions where women can put a curse on you that make you just fall in love. Well, how beautiful is a curse like that? That is an awesome fucking curse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just fall in love. Yeah. Awesome. Right. Those beautiful curses.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel when Wayne talking about that, he talking about like, yo, it came a point where I used to get headaches seeing the words. Like, are you at that point now?
Yeah, that's one of those curses we gotta accept.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
at that point when I met him.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
Yeah. That's what, if you was asking me what I am looking for, then that's what I'm looking for. When I know that this person is a creator like me, this person can't hide it. They can't duck it. They can't escape it. You know what I mean? Even if they were to become a lawyer or whatever the hell, a doctor or whatever, they're going to still be rhyming the damn word, the doctor, lawyer words on, they're going to still be rhyming the doctor utensil, they're going to, is in them.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure that the path that they that right. become creators for real.
Wow.
Do you feel the pressure of being signed by Wayne, being an artist on Cash Money, having to follow
young
guys,
money.
Young money, having to follow.
Same thing though, like it's all in the family.
Really.
Yeah. It's family.
I feel that pressure, but it's internal pressure too. I put pressure on myself on purpose too. You know what I mean? Because the minute I don't, you know what I mean? It's like I'm getting comfortable. That's the last thing you want to do. I ain't never going to get comfortable around here.
And privilege, you know, pressure is a privilege.
So how you make an artist popping now in this generation of music? How you make an artist hot? Because it used to be the mixtape.
I don't. How do I mean? Oh, you're saying just this, general?
Yeah, general.
Well, as far as my artists on my label, we're going to do it. We're going to do things our way. And when I answer that question, like a coach, when you're asking a coach, what you guys game plan? I'm not going to, you know, my art is going to do it their way. But how to these days, for someone who's trying to come up, be creative. And there's so many avenues today. So many outlets and so many ways you can be heard, you can be seen. Just make sure whatever you got the people hearing is worth hearing. Make sure whatever you got someone seeing is worth looking at and not just seeing. Yeah, make sure it's worth listening and not just hearing. Because you gotta also consider the fact that right after we stop hearing you, we're gonna scroll down and there's another person, we're gonna scroll down and there'll go another dance and we're gonna scroll, like try to be that person. Like, I don't care what you gotta do, strive your hardest to be that mother that one where they scroll down, they didn't scroll no more. Mm. You know what I mean? That one where they stopped and then they hit their best friends and they hit their girl, you saw this? Try your hardest to be that. But try to be that every single time. And if every single time is every 5 minutes, every 5 days, every 5 hours, try to be that.
I try to throw the softball up about like entrepreneurship, CEO, Young Money, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Because what Omar asked you was like, as an artist today, how do you break through?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got different philosophies.
Yeah.
We keep going back to Bill Belichick. Yeah. We keep going back to the Patriot way.
My biggest thing with you though is
I don't even give a damn about all that. What I care about now is like, bro, who are you studying as a CEO, as a founder, as a leader? Like when you talk about taking the game to a whole nother level, leading a company, breaking artists, like you're next level.
So
who are you studying? What books are you reading? Where are you getting this information from?
In my bathroom, right? In my bathroom, I believe, because in my bedroom there's no mirrors, but in my bathroom that's where I see my first mirror of the day. That's the movie. That's the book. That's the guy. That's the entrepreneur. That's the person I'm studying. That's the book I'm reading. That's the movie I'm watching. That mirror right there. I don't know who the else, because if I'm trying to watch somebody else and study somebody else, then I'm trying to be them or be like them. Not be like me.
That's gonna go over a lot of people's heads. Because
I grew up in similar situations. I understand that.
Yeah.
Some people don't understand that.
Yeah, because you can't be
them. You know what I'm saying? Right. I never looked up to. Oh man, love Michael Jordan.
Be like, nice.
You ain't love Dion?
Bro, I've never, bro, my life was so fast. I was trying to figure out how to stay f***ing alive.
You feel me?
You get what I'm saying? How the f*** would I look up to another man that got more problems than I got problems? You get what I'm saying?
It's real.
Now, I've had some fans. Yeah, preach, like, I'm telling you some real shit, but I've never, as a teenager, I've been on my own since 12 years old, huh? I ain't never said, oh, I want to be like that guy right there. I've never been like that, you know what I mean? And like, I've been fans of people, but like, I've never had a motherfucking like poster of a on the wall saying I wanted to be like him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And I've had the rap albums, you know what I mean? I'm listening to rap, but like, ain't no like, oh, Jesus, I want to be like Hulk Hogan.
But when I was in high school, I had the Randy Moss, I had the Ocho Cincos of the world. You old as hell.
You say who?
Yeah, I'm the Ocho. You know, the Ochos, the Marvin Harrisons of the world, the Reggie Waynes of the world. I had, like, my whole wall was filled with all receivers.
I was on your wall?
You was on my wall. And this is in high school in Orlando, Florida, bro. And the reality was I never looked up to any of those people. I looked up to my pops. And it's a...
Ocho is stupid.
I ain't gonna give me a backhanded compliment. You ain't look up to me?
No, you nice, but you nice, you nice. You taught me a lot of things. I call it divine mentorship. You can learn from a lot of people from afar. But to what, you know, Pac is saying is like, bro, like, the only person I looked up to was my pops.
Exactly. Know? Exactly.
That was it.
I wish I had one.
You know, what you just said, that's, bro, you was preaching.
You know, we don't think about that shit when we going through that. Oh,
you can't think about it.
Going from the basketball court, get shot, boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah, cool, that cool. But now, as old, how old we is, you know, you put in these dialections, like I adopted my two boys, like, and I took them to Withrow. And I ain't think about it when I first took them, but then I dropped them all right in the goddamn Thunder Zone. Like, right while I done came, like, what the hell was I thinking about?
Right.
At the time, I wasn't thinking about it. I was only thinking sports. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So as the time going on, they done made all the papers and everything. I'm like, I go to the school. I'm like, bro, them motherfuckers, we done canceled two football games because they talking about they got to wear a bulletproof vest to the game. Right. I said, man, I got to take y'all up out of here, man. You know what I mean? And at first, mentally, I wasn't thinking about it because it's the boys, you know what I mean? The girls at the private school, but like, you don't think about all of that that you go through until you sit back. Like, now you be like, bro, goddamn, I shot myself. Like, what the was I thinking about? You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ!
Right?
Right.
And we didn't cast a 2K because we got whip. Bulletproof vest. Boy, where the go to school at, boy?
Man, these folks. Yeah, it's real down there. They and I moved them, but you get older and wiser, and you think about all that shit, and like, and that's why you do it. You know what I mean? So our kids and grandkids can look back and realize all that you went to build a legacy through everything. You know what I mean?
Listen, this conversation goes so many different ways. And we gotta pick it back up. I'm gonna take we're gonna take a little 2 minute intermission.
Intermission?
Yeah, intermission. But before we do that, this is how we're gonna do the intermission. Like, dude, you a monk, bro.
I tell you, I told Mac before the show I can't take this Ocho serious.
Hey, but this is really who he is.
Who you telling?
Yeah, this is like,
this is why you ain't sign me, cause you think it's a joke.
Look, tell a man no trouble. I don't want beef, man. I just want vibes. Big man like me, no need for the telephone hype. I got too much getting online. One rule, then dead, I'm on site. Wrong move, I bet they gon' ride. No need for the telephone hype, nah. No need for the snoozing. Big whip outside, I'm cruising. Big stick inside, no losing. Better watch out for the snake and Judases. Don't ask them who this is. I bet they know what I'm moving in. I bet I show it into a dim. How you hate and then lose again?
You know what we jumping off with? Sports, right?
Let's do it.
Packers. Let's get into the Packers.
Right.
I know you got a direct connect to Aaron Rodgers.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
You got, yeah,
yes,
you do. You got a direct connect to Aaron Rodgers. Where you want to see Aaron play? I know you're a huge Packers fan. Huge Packers fan. Do you want to see him stay? Devontae Adams has a situation. He's an unrestricted free agent. He's restricted free agent, right?
He's going to be franchise tag.
They're going to franchise tag.
They're going to franchise.
Where you want to see Aaron Rodgers go?
What I think he will do is I think he'll stay in Green Bay. Just for the simple fact that today he came out, he calmed it down, and he also said, you know, he also kind of hinted to the team, you better do tag Devontae. I don't think he'll be just saying tag him if he about to shoot on out, you know what I mean? But I think he'll be in Green Bay, plain and simple. I think he's going to end his career in Green Bay.
If he doesn't end his career in Green Bay, are you ready to rebuild with Jordan Love?
Yeah, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and so, you know, we sat there and watched. I wasn't that confident. I didn't know too much about Aaron when he stepped up after I was Favre and nothing else. You know what I mean? I was nothing else mattered. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm ready to see what Jordan got too.
So, like, when you talking about you as a Green Bay Packer fan, how'd you get into football? How'd you get into becoming a Green Bay Packer fan?
Football.
Coming from where you come from. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big deal. Like, yeah, okay, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And now you transition smoothly into Aaron Rodgers' last 16 years.
Don't you wish you had
and now Aaron Rodgers talking about he's going to another place potentially or retiring. But you know, now you got Aaron Love.
How you even become a Packers fan when that's you should be a Saints fan from jump?
How you gonna tell me what I should be?
I'm just saying from home.
Cause you're from
home.
New Orleans.
That's home.
That's what that, that's right.
So when I was coming up as a kid, and I'm sure you guys are players, so y'all already know that I'm not lying. When I was coming up, the Saints was, you know, there was a real bad team. There was a team that they got to the Super Bowl this season, but there was a team you should know them. They sucked their whole damn existence. I think you know them. They were orange and black. You might know them anyway. anyway, so it was kind of like when you live in the city, like you know you gotta have that alternate team.
Yeah, yeah,
you know how it goes, man. You gotta have that alternate team. But now what happened was the Packers won the Super Bowl in the Superdome. In like 95, yeah. And so my pops went to the game. Shout out Rat, rest in peace. He came back home with Green Bay, everything. And so it was great. And Brett had just made the cover of Madden that year.
Okay.
And so you already know the team I'm going to play with is I'm about to play with the Packers. Yeah, and I became a fan from there. Okay. Yeah.
Who's your favorite all-time athlete, though? Like one person?
Deion Sanders.
Damn. I love the answer, sir. Shout out to Pops Deion in the building.
See, like you had something in your throat.
I done coughed and passed me the water.
why Deion?
Huh?
Why Deion?
Why not?
Deion. Is it the swagger?
It's Deion. Y'all about to say it's Deion. The answer is plain and simple. Deion. Yeah, just because he was Deion. He is Deion still, but just Deion. Come on, man. Deion. Man. Helicopter to the, come on, man. Come
Chad
on,
learned
man.
Everything he got from D. That's why he's so flashy. No. You think so?
Boom. It's perfect. That's a perfect transition.
Bro, listen, bro. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. And, like, if you think about it, all right, Deion started with the dancing. Must be the money. You know what I mean? With the gold chain. Then you came in with the same shit with the gold teeth, though.
Yeah. But I was just cheap. So it wasn't much of money.
All right, but I'm just saying, made it look really good. However you want to say it, but it looked really good. You get what I'm saying?
Thank you, Pat.
This crazy, right?
That's a good point, though. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It passed on down, like, and you go down to Odell Beckham, then he took from what you had, and, like, he took it to a whole nother level with the dancing in the game, with the Richie Miller on the watch, but, you know what I mean? You go back and look at it. Yeah. Yeah, like you go back and look at it, like, damn, it wouldn't be at this level up here if such and such wouldn't have paved the way to put it up.
I disagree with you. I don't even think anybody to this point is still even touching Ocho. I mean, Ocho entertained you from Monday to Sunday. And I'm not saying it's because he's here or I have a great amount of respect for him. Even Odell buckles to the pressure.
But Odell was a showman, though. I ain't gonna let you say that right now. Because let me tell you something. When Odell was in his prime, bro, I guess who had a chance to play with him?
Who?
Have you ever played against him?
No.
All right, so you don't know shit. Let's say that right now, as far as playing against him.
Also, you gotta
guess what I had a chance to do.
Hold on. Also, you gotta consider the fact that there was no social media when he was doing this thing, too.
If we had social media when he was in time, it'd be crazy.
Be done.
If it wasn't for Chad, it wouldn't be an Odell. Like, who broke in the rhythm of dancing and when and painting the cleats? And like, we painted our cleats, but we fell down in the era because we didn't have social media as big as it is
today
when these kids was. You know what I mean?
Man,
like in New York, you gotta realize the platform was so high. The platform was so high when he was in New York. It's crazy. Man, if you'd have had that platform, child, oh my God.
But he played for this team, it was in Ohio somewhere. He played for this team. You would have had that platform, but you know you played for this team. I can't remember the name.
Who you played for, bro?
Cincinnati.
Who? Why is you whispering?
I ain't Cincinnati.
Oh.
They was just in the Super Bowl. They was in the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, Mr. GM found Nicki, found Drake. So you were smart, you're a genius. And you know football too. You know football.
Yeah.
Better than most rappers. If you was a GM of a football team.
Yeah.
Let's say the Packers.
Okay.
X and a Z. Who is your X and your Z between me and B. Marshall?
Right, yeah, yes.
And before you answer,
yes.
I ain't never heard no lyric with B. Marshall naming.
Tell me, yes, it is.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I ain't do my homework.
Yes, I do.
But go ahead.
My X and my Z.
Yeah. So
you want my answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You want me to answer this? You want my answer?
I'm telling y'all right now, if he picked me as the X, it's a done deal.
No,
my ex receiver, I'm the GM, my squad. Now you gotta consider the
this
fact
where
that
they both
you
apart.
Gotta consider the fact that I told you my record company we're kind of like the Patriot. You gotta consider the fact that I'm a Packer fan, so right. I'm very disciplined with the way I'm old school with it. My ex receiver would be B. Mark.
I knew he was gonna say that. And he put a key factor in there. This one. That's the only reason he did
it. Like, drop the mic. That's how you do it.
And that's how we gonna end the show.
That's a great way to end the show. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey! We gonna edit that shit out.
That was perfect.
B. Marshall has been the ex out of 3 years twice.
That's true.
It's all good.
When bro talk
hey,
about
that shit hurt a little bit too, though. Great show. I'm flex.
You flex?
I'm flex.
Go, get into it, how flex be.
You got some young guns in the building.
Yeah.
Euro from Rhode Island. I ain't got the bomb sound. Yeah. Pew, 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 pew. I'm going to let the other two young guns introduce themselves.
I go by Jay.
I go by Gordito Flo.
Ooh. You heard him, Gordito.
Yo, I go back college, boy. That's what I used to go
there
back.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I add one more to the list to come be part of the cypher?
Right.
Yes?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Dre, what they do? What's up?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Miami Zone. Yeah. Ooh.
Yes, get them over here.
It's my artist.
Turn up.
Dre, it's on you, Dre.
Check. This a hell of a night. Got one chance. Gotta do it right. Look to my left. I look to my right. All I see is legends. You can feel the essence. You can feel the presence. Wayne in my presence, man, I'm coming off the brain. Like I'm Notre Dame. Gold on my chain. I'm just spitting all this pain. You can see it in my eyes. Coming out them Jack in the Box. This is a surprise. My dog called me off the bench. I'm blowing on the gas. You can smell a stench. I'm trying to work it out. Think I need a wrench. Really, cause I'm really from the trench. 305, baby. 305 waves. It's amazing. Looking at my fucking idol shit crazy. About to cry out tears. Shit, I've been doing this shit for a couple years. No pain, no flaws, no fears, no fear, no man. Give me one chance, I'ma stick to the plan. I'ma go get them grand. Ain't got it in my hand, all this damage. You already know, running it like Steph. Like Steph, need knowledge, but I ain't go to college.
Best of all time. Give me all shine, I'm finna bubble winning. Spin freely, we came up having to struggle living. Before I made lemonade, I had to go hustle lemons. I came up. Popping up like I'm Russell Simmons. No more waiting, no, it's gotta be time. Now every time I drop a song, it feel like lottery time. I get dressed and grab a blunt and then it's pottery time. It's no exceptions where I'm from, them gotta be slime, for real. Listen, the fiends know me as the homie with the blow. I'm not impressed with the follows, gotta show me with the flow. Think I got the hair and stop balling, please. I've been walking around feeling like I'm Kobe with the fro. Starving artist. Trying to feed you now.
Stop.
Didn't want you, bet they wouldn't leave you now. Haters coming up like, Zilla, we believe you now. You been snapping like the ankles in the league do now. Facts, I sold a pound in the tape, that's what you call a line. Domino effect, I make all these b****s fall in line. I draw on you, if you drawing, then I draw the line. Me and my bitch, I keep the Nina with me all the time. Them late nights, I kept the thing in the drawer. Cleaning up on the block while mama cleaning the floors. Damn. And I swear I never did it for no recognition. It's all repetition, this game is an exhibition. I'm in a Bentley lot, I'm trying to get the next edition. Things changed, I thought we had it with the expedition. This lifestyle ain't Niggas used to laugh, I scatter around, they throw money down. Ironic, right? Man, that's like an albino moving at China White. And no connect gave me nothing, so I designed the price. Stupid like them drug dealers posting a pack. I'm on the front line now, and I had to post in the back. I kill Sway, I kill leakers. Ty Dolla on the text, I'm balling. I swear that shit must be getting close to the draft for real. Niggas banging out like Zion, too. She stick around long as she can, I call her Tyronn Lue, for real. Lately, listen, dog.
Bonito! Let's go!
Hay mucha gente que a mí no creía. Ahora en poco tiempo vamos a llegar a la cima. Me felicitan, pero no pasa de noche a día. Esa es mi vida, a veces siento que ella me fatiga. Me fatiga, me mata. Desde pequeñito siempre he enfocado en la plata. Prefiero tener un amigo que rodeado por ratas. Me dicen que ya no puedo, pero mira dónde están.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, turn.
We bilingual. Oh. I am athlete.
Bars, turn that back. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Turn up too, though. Let me go. I'ma read my. Yeah.
Don't mess up. You can't laugh.
Don't mess up.
You can't laugh. Ain't nobody else laugh. You can't laugh. You gotta go.
Yeah. Start over again. Start over again. Here we go. Yeah. I don't know how to get in. Jet. Yeah.
You gotta feel it. Like running the slant.
Yo.
Let's go.
Yo, start over. Start over again. Start over again. Start over again. Yo, DJ. All right, you ready? Go now. Jack, tell me when to go. Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready? Start over. You ready? Here we go. I'm ready. Yo, it's BM.
No, I'm not. You gotta wait till the drop. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. It's BM, I'm living life, gotta live it nice. Balling out for real, got it, there's price. All right, one more. All right, give me one more chance. All right, here we go. I'm ready. Wayne, sign me, bro, for real.
All right.
If I give you four bars, you gotta sign me.
All right. You and Ocho the same deal now.
Go.
Yeah. It's BEM. I'm living life. Gotta live it nice. Balling out for real. Before I come, you gotta give a price. Yo, it's family. Yeah. Go. Go.
This is what I came for. Ain't a dress code that I would change for. It's a risky business, but it pays more. Yeah. An old head to spend less and save more. Yeah, go get rich so it's lit. I wanna feel like we can't do shit with six figures. Know some hairstylists and some wig splitters, grip tuckers, brick flippers. Life's been looking like the Coogee sweater, big picture. You raise your hand in court and point it out a fifth lifter. Back in the G, I think I'd be Jodeci's fifth member. But I be spitting like I'm standing next to Big Tigger. Big stepper, North Ender. Her kind of chop look like someone just spilled a pack of Splendor. Kept it solid, now my partner gone way past November. Hubro on, the block is hot, I gotta watch my temper.
Big Tigger, like I'm standing next to Big Tigger.
Wait, hold on.
Let's go, Pack, and then go, Wayne. We gonna finish with Wayne. Come on, Pack. Pack got some couple bars. Come on.
Yeah, need
come
a bigger on. Table boom for that contract. You gonna try and get me to rap?
Come on, Pack.
Need a bigger table for that contract.
I got
if you
what you
me
need.
Okay.
I saved all my money when I played. What you need?
Ready? Let's go.
Yeah.
I was just cooling last night. Brandy hit me on the late night. Told me catch a flight, huh? No way in the world I'll be thinking twice. They say we gon' interview for Wayne tonight. I got the chills in my vein though. I start thinking about Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3. Talking about the misery. Growing up a young buck with the poop.
My four bars.
Give me something, just give me four, give me six.
Just one time.
Just some. Please. Just based off the 20-year relationship.
I got you. DJ. Hold up, DJ.
That's it. Balls. That's enough.
It's all good.
That's the end of the cycle.
Yo.
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
You see my hat?
It's a wrap. We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wheels straight up. Look in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot of take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.